Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 63. How you doing? It is Sunday. Next Sunday should be Easter. I mean, it will be Easter, not should be Easter. It's not like next Sunday people are going to wake up and go, shouldn't it be Easter? No, it actually will be Easter. I do believe that. I believe it. I'm not certain of it. I'd have to check, but I'm pretty sure that that's the case. You know, I don't check facts or figures. You know, who needs facts and figures? There's too many facts and figures in this world. Not enough truth. Oh, I'm getting deep and heavy. But before we have Easter, we have Passover coming up, and I do believe it's the first Seder is tomorrow night, Monday night. Gosh, I haven't been to a Seder in years. I used to go. I have had a very good friend, very well-known character actress, Wendy Jo Sperber. You know, I say her name, not to brag that I knew her. Well, I should brag that I knew her. I mean, she was a wonderful person. And, you know, she passed away a few years ago. And if you don't know who she is by name, you would definitely know her by seeing her. She was the sister to Michael J. Fox on Back to the Future. She was on a bunch of movies. Kind of a chunky girl, funny voice, cute. Was on a TV show, Bosom Buddies, which I never watched. And I got to know, I worked with her on something and towards the mid or late 90s, and we became friends, and I used to go to a lot of family things. And I believe the last Seder I had was with her and her family. Oh gosh, getting kind of sad because I do miss her. But so it is Seder, and it's just you know, reminds me of that, and also reminds me, of course, of my childhood when we had the obligatory Seders with my family. I get together with my aunt and uncle and their kids and my parents, me and my sister and grandparents, and we'd read the story of how we've escaped Egypt, and we fled. How Pharaoh, you know, Pharaoh let us go because of all the plagues and all that kind of stuff. And then we messed up in the desert, so we had to walk around for 40 years in the desert, kind of a small area. Kept going, this looks familiar, this area. I don't know why we keep going around in circles here. And then we got to the Promised Land, and I believe Moses, he never got to go to the Promised Land. That kind of messed up, right? Moses, the guy that, you know, led the people out, and I guess because he messed up with God, with the, I don't know what happened. You know, the Israelites started building false idols. I don't know. It's all that religious stuff. It's all kind of like, you know, if you want to believe that stuff, that's great. I don't care. It's just, I don't know what I believe. Because after a while, some of this stuff, it just kind of sounds like Bill Maher talked about this. He said it's like Jack and the Beanstalk, these stories. You know, and you know, maybe it's true. Maybe I'm going to, you know, eventually find out and I'm going to be in big trouble. Because I didn't, you know, fast on Yom Kippur because I was born into a Jewish world, a Jewish family, when my Christian friends get to eat on Yom Kippur. Oh, man, that's just, I just think, you know, I mean, it's just, I think there's, why am I talking about this? Because I'm talking about, there is, I believe a higher power exists, higher something. And, you know, I don't think it's an old man with a beard who's judging us every moment of the day. That's sort of a weird, like, projection of some kind of bad human qualities. I don't know. It's something. It's just like, you know, it's like you go out and you see, you know, the trees and the birds and kindness from people sometimes. And then you go, well, there's God. You know, there's God. You know, but you live in a city like Los Angeles where it's so crowded. That, you know, you can forget about that kind of stuff and you can get all caught up and there's, you know, road rage and anger and, you know, living in, you know, like I live in an apartment, you know, I live in my studio apartment. Otherwise I would call this Al Berman Live from a, from a big house or something like that. And, you know, I've lived in apartments my whole life, you know, except for a couple times where I got to stay in houses when I was being put up for different things, being put up with. And I haven't talked about this in a while. My upstairs neighbor, if you've been following this podcast, you know, he's got a studio apartment too. And he, you know, a nice guy. We get along. I mean, we don't hang out, but, you know, he works a lot. He's got different schedules. And he's never complained about me, and I've never complained about him. And, I mean, he actually likes the smell of my cigar smoke, which is a rarity in this world. You know, because he knows I smoke, and he smokes cigarettes up there. So anyway, he, you know, has sex up in his house, which is fine. It's his room. I can't tell him to get a room because he's got a room. And, but, you know, it's, he hasn't done it in a while. It used to happen more often. And the only times I actually hear him is either when he's having sex or when he's losing his temper. And I tell you, it's probably been almost a year or so since I've heard either until today, until 5:30 this morning, when he's got a girlfriend. She's a nice lady. He's kind of partial to very heavy-set African-American ladies, you know, if that's a politically correct term. He's had several different heavy-set black ladies, and he's a white, slender dude. And, you know, obviously that's what he's attracted to, and God bless him, good for him. And this particular lady that he's been with for a while, you know, I see her sometimes and we kid around a little bit. We say she seems pleasant, she's nice. And, but man, is she loud. I mean, she can be loud. She can talk at 5 in the morning real loud as if it's like 5 in the afternoon. They'll be up there and she'll be just, you know, like, well, yeah, well, okay, all right. And not even arguing, just like, okay, well, we can put that over there. But at 5:30 this morning, I heard the telltale signs of people getting it on, and those people happened to be above me, you know, and she was just like, At first, you know, you hear it, when you first hear that kind of a thing, you think somebody might be in trouble, and then, you know, you realize it's moans and groans of pleasure, you know, and I'm like, okay, fine. And the funny thing is, I never hear the guy. Like, you don't hear him. He's just doing his thing. I'm assuming he's part of this whole thing because that bed up there is squeaking pretty much right over my head. And like I said before, sometimes I feel like I'm actually, you know, I'm actually in a threesome that I didn't ask to be in. But I tried to ignore it. It's not easy to ignore because it's right there. And I figure, hey, you know, how long can this go on? You know, I mean, it can't go on that long. And it, you know, it went on for a little while. I don't know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, I don't know. Like, what can I say? The man's a stud. And she's yelling and groaning. And then, you know, finally, you know, I don't know, maybe I fell asleep before the big moment. Or maybe I fell asleep after, I wasn't sure. But I fell asleep. And, yeah, I went to bed late. I went to bed like 5:30. Stayed up. I was watching movies and stuff. Gotta change it. Once I get this other hip fixed, then change my schedule because I'm going to be exercising, stuff like that. Let go of the cigar. Maybe cut down on the cigars or even let them go. Okay, even let them go. I mean, you know, I've been thinking about this for a while. At some point, I'll probably let them go. All right, but don't get too excited yet. Okay. I need something now. So anyway, all right, so that's 5:30 in the morning, right? 5:45. Fall asleep. And then about 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm hearing loud voices upstairs. And now it's getting kind of argumentative. And now I hear him and I hear her, you know. And then I fell back to sleep. And 11 o'clock, a little bit more arguing occurred. And so, which brings me to the theory that they say that if you have a good sex life, it's very important to have a good sex life in a relationship. But obviously, in this relationship, it's just like they have some good sex, and then they go right into arguing. So, yeah, it is important to have a good sex life, I believe. I wouldn't know anything about that at the moment. I would say it's also important to have a keep the arguments down, especially just a couple hours after that good sex. Would you have something to eat? And then you go, oh, you know what? This food sucks. I'm going to have an argument. All right. Enough of that. I don't do news items too much, but I saw something that was kind of interesting. In Japan, well, first of all, again, my friend Jenny, I'm going to mention Jenny. I mentioned last week that I ordered from a Korean restaurant. They had sushi on the menu, and I didn't understand. I thought sushi was a Japanese food, which it is. But she informed me, in a very nice way, that Japan had colonized Korea at one point, and so hence the sushi. I guess at one point, once you're colonized by Japan, and you go, you're sitting around going, you know what? We're being occupied, I got to tell you, the food's good. I can't argue with it. This sashimi, this yellowtail is off the hook. I'm telling you, these Japanese are crazy, but they got some good food. Give them some kimchi. But I saw an item about World War II when we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and about one individual man in Japan who actually survived both blasts. Apparently, there was Hiroshima was bombed. He made it to a shelter. He spent the night in the shelter. In the morning, he took the train to his job at Nagasaki, in Nagasaki. The guy was so dedicated, and I guess the trains were still running, so dedicated, went to Nagasaki, got off, go to work there, another atomic bomb, and made it through that blast. And I'm thinking, you could have called in. That's the day to call in sick or call in. You don't call. Wait. What would you call in? I'm calling in atomic bomb day. I have a personal atomic bomb day. I'm calling in. Okay. I mean, I would to get out of certain jobs I had. I would, if I had a little sniffle, I'd take off. Forget about atomic bombs. And then the guy actually had a job in Nagasaki. What made him think that the place was open? I guess it was open. They figured, I don't know how far Nagasaki is from Hiroshima, but I mean, Japan's not that big to begin with, so you figure if there's already been an atomic bomb the day before, let's wait a few days before we open up the grocery or bodega or whatever. I don't know, okay? But I don't like that I said that. Then I saw a picture of the two popes. The current pope and the former pope looking at each other. Both of them, I just never understood. The popes are wearing yarmulkes. You take off the robes and the scepter, is that how you call it? Whatever the things with the incense. They look like two Jewish guys, two old Jewish guys. Hello, I'm a pope. You're a pope. He was a pope. I am a pope. One pope, two pope, three pope, four. So, they just look Jewish. Which brings me to, I'm at my go-to supermarket the other day, and I was joking around because my go-to supermarket has a lot of my people that shop there, and some of them aren't very nice to the hired help. You know how some of those people who kind of forget and don't treat people right, and I parody them with some of the people, and I was joking with one of the managers there about don't let my people drive you crazy this coming weekend. I know they could drive you crazy, and And this young girl I know, very sweet girl, I'm friendly with, she goes, "You're Jewish?" And I go, yeah. She goes, "You don't look Jewish." And I'm going, obviously, all right, If you know Jews, like I knew Jews, oh, what a Jew. If you know Jews and you know that I'm a Jew, or possibly Italian, I've passed for Italian, but come on. But I said to her, obviously you don't know many Jews. She goes, I usually have curly hair, so she's going by a specific type of Jew. You know, I did mention to her that I have been mistaken for Italian. She goes, yeah, you could be Italian. So, I mentioned that. Why do I mention that? Because, man, I got to say something on this podcast. I got to take up time. That's what I got to do. And then I saw a thing that they were advertising at my go-to market, free fat testing. I don't know about you, but when I'm going food shopping, I don't want to be fat tested. I don't want to be reminded how fat I am. I want to just go in there, you know, because it's just going to be like, it's either going to be like, all right, you test the fat, you think it's going to be like, all right, I better go on a diet real quick, or it's going to be like, screw it, I'm not fat, let me get some more M&Ms. So, I don't know. I don't know when they had it. I don't know where they do it. Do they do it in the open? Is it discreet? Do they have like a tent, a fat testing tent? Come into the fat testing tent, my friend. I made an Armenian guy running it. I'm the fat tester. Please, come in. You know, I think when I get done today recording my podcast, I think I'm going to make my way over to Whole Foods. I'm kind of planning to. And I've been going there a little bit more often lately. But what's been happening is about three, I've noticed, like in the last couple weeks or so, a few weeks, about three, four items that I use, that I purchase from them, have been discontinued. And I was asking one of the people that work there, and they go, yeah, that happens sometimes. They just discontinue things. And I go, what? That's kind of crazy, man. Like, they had this great turkey meatloaf, and apparently, I don't know, they got rid of the company that made it, and then they said it was discontinued, but there are so many people. Like, it's a great thing. Like, you get a couple slices or whatever, stick in the microwave, you don't have to cook, and it's pretty good. And somewhat nutritious. And so enough people complained, because I knew it was a pretty big seller, and they got some other company to do it, and it's just not good. There's an art to make. You know, you can't, one turkey meatloaf, it does not make all turkey meatloafs. You've got to have, there's something that the other turkey meatloaf had that this one doesn't have. And then there's a vitamin I bought. I forget something else, a couple other things. And I'm thinking, you know, eventually, you know, I could go there and they could have absolutely nothing that I buy. You know, I could walk in and go, where's the produce department? We've discontinued produce. Why? Well, we had to. We had to get rid of some of the farmers. We couldn't reach an agreement. So we're putting in a karaoke department here where you can sing the blues. Kind of crazy, eh? Another news thing, but this is related to Whole Foods, is that, and I got excited when I heard this, is that they are going to start labeling their GMO foods, and I was so excited about that because I believe in Europe, and even Japan, it's labeled, because it's not a very good thing, according to, you know, I mean, how could it be good? You're using seeds, you know, that don't reproduce. You have to keep going back to Monsanto for the seeds because the seeds, these crops don't give you any seeds. And just Monsanto. Come on, Monsanto? Yeah, right. Because they care. But it turns out Whole Foods, yes, they will be labeling GMOs, but not until 2018. All right, come on. Really? 2018? What's this, 2013? 5 years? You can't slowly introduce this? It's going to take, 5 years? I mean, you know, how many? I was going to say, how many items do you have that are actually GMOs in there that you have to, it's going to take that long? This is some kind of weird bureaucracy thing? I don't know, it just makes me suspicious. And I'm naturally suspicious. You know, I have a natural inclination to be suspicious, to go with conspiracies. I got to fight that because I have a negative, you know, negative thinking, you know. I don't know. That's just how I am. And give me an idea how I am. I might have some negative thinking, but I'm kind of show initiative. I'm kind of like assertive without being too aggressive in life. By to the gas station over in the Hollywood area. I don't know, West Hollywood area the other day. And I went in there to get some items. And there was a real long line. And one cash register open. One cash register with a girl behind a cash register. And so I was going to go use the restroom before I got in line. So I go into the restroom and I come out. And I see by the second register, there's a girl. It's not open. There's a girl on the floor, on her knees. And she's doing something. I wasn't really, but obviously she worked there. And I just said, are you guys going to open up another register? And the girl on the floor, she goes, why is there a long line? First of all, folks, it's a small gas station. Is there a long line? Yeah, it's almost like a Bruce Springsteen concert ticket line here. Well, not quite, but it's a long line. It's out. It's stretching to the chips. You know what I mean? It's going. So she gets up and and people, because nobody says anything. People don't say stuff. They'll just take it. They'll just stand there. And I tried to talk to the guy in front of me. Who was like sort of like a shaved head, gangy looking guy. Usually I can get these people. I can talk to people. He's out in the valley. I can say something. I said it something. And I try to engage him. Completely ignored me, so I figured, maybe that's the way it is over the hill. I forgot I used to live over the hill, and maybe it's a little bit more that way. You don't talk to strangers, even if I was just commenting about the absurdity of the situation. And so now the line starts to move because they got two registers open. Nobody thanks me for opening up my big mouth. That's fine. I don't want any thanks. So why'd you mention it? I don't know. I just felt like it. And I get up to the register. I say hi to the girl. I go actually at the girl who initially had the register open. And you think she could have said something to the girl on the floor, like, "Hey, could you get up off the floor and open up a register? We got a long line." And I said, "What did I say?" I said something to, "Oh, you finally opened up the other register." Oh, and the other girl goes, "Yeah, I was counting money on the floor." And I quipped. I joked. I said, "Well, I would have watched the money for you." And folks, I got nothing. It went nothing. She didn't react. It was just like, in the valley, that would have got at least a chuckle. I would have got a smirk, a smile, an acknowledgement. But over there, my life is hard and tough. So I guess that's what happened over there. And my final thing to talk about is, I don't think I've talked about one of my favorite companies in a long time, AT&T. But I went to call them the other day because I wanted to pay my bill. I like to pay it on that automatic. You call up on the phone, you get the automatic thing, and just do it. And but this time I called up, and the automatic guy didn't understand me. And he said, "Well, please hold for the next available person." So I get this girl named Mary. "Hello, this is Mary. Mary." And I go, "Oh, hi, Mary. I'd like to pay my bill." "Okay." And I ask her, "Hey, Mary, where?" She sounded Filipina. "Where are you?" She goes, "I'm in Utah." "All right. I guess I could be Filipinas in Utah. Why not?" So, I say, "I want to pay my bill." She goes, "Okay. Is it the Uverse account?" I said, "Well, I was actually trying to pay that. I was trying to pay two bills, my landline. I keep a landline as backup, and my Uverse account, which is my internet." And I said, "Well, yeah, I was trying to pay my landline, and they wouldn't let me. They sent me to you." "Well, all right, let's do the Uverse here first." But a Uverse really takes priority. They always ask me, "Are you calling?" When I called up the robot guy, goes, "Are you calling about your Uverse account?" "Why?" So we pay that, and then we pay the other one. And each time that I pay it, she has to read me this lawyer talk. you know, by doing this, you know, you agree to do that, and whatever, and blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I don't really understand what it means. But okay, I agree. I just want to pay my bill. I agree to pay my bill. And so we get done. You know, she seemed like a pleasant person. And I said to her, I said, Mary, where are you from? And she goes, I already told you, sir. No, no, I said, you told me where you are, but I'm like, where were you born? You know, I detect an accent, and, you know, I'm kind of curious. I'd like to know where people are from. And she goes, I can't tell you that, sir, because I could be suspended for up to for many weeks. I said, you could be suspended for many weeks for just telling me where you're from? She goes, that's right. I said, well, if I guess, you know, I don't want to get in trouble. I mean, like, if I say a few words in Tagalog and I said something, and I said salamat, I said something else. I think I said mangadang apon or mangadang api. Excuse me, good afternoon, good evening. Or I said salamat. When I said salamat, I said, which means thank you, she said, you're welcome. I said, aha. And I said, you know, really? I said, you know, you should tell AT&T to grow up. It's time to grow up. They need that much control over a person's life that you and I are doing a business transaction here. I'm paying my bill, and you know, we're just going to have a human moment here. For, you know, I mean, I understand you got to go. You got other people to talk to, but I'm just making a little conversation, you know. And as it turned out, it was short. It could have been short and sweet, but they put a memo out. If you tell people what country you're from, you'll be suspended. There's a word for that, folks. It's not a very nice word. I won't say it now. Whoa! This has been a sort of a longish one here. I think it's time to knock this podcast off. Knock it down. Knock it out. I think I knocked it out, baby. I think I knocked it out of the park today. Anyway, I want to thank everybody and anybody who listens to my podcast. Thank you so much. I know I've been asking you people, if you want to post that you listen to it to some of your friends or tell people, feel free, no pressure. That's it. Until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.